Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's never too early for high school students to learn about different careers, and a great place to start is the South Carolina Commissioner's School for Agriculture, which is underway as we speak.
Yeah, that's right. Got started, I think, last Saturday, goes through this coming Friday with a week-long up on Clemson campus, and I'll be going up the end of the week, participate with them a little bit. You're right, it's just a great way to expose high school kids to a academic career and a working career in agriculture.
Absolutely. And, you know, kids will be kids, so we can't just work them all week. There's some fun involved as well.
Oh, that's right. No, we do mix in a little fun. They get to go down the river, whitewater rafting. They get some competition at making smoothies. So it's a good mix of a pretty serious or rigorous academic exposure along with some fun. And usually by Friday, you can tell how much fun they've had just based on how tired the kids are.
As you mentioned, they do have a pretty rigorous schedule during the week of this school. And let's talk about some of the things that they will be exposed to in the world of agriculture.
Well, they get exposure to production agriculture. It might be horticulture, turf grass, or forestry, or crops, animal science, that type of thing. They'll get exposure to some marketing presentations. Might be some more in the packaging area so that they know that when we talk about a career in agribusiness, we're not just talking about going back to a family farm or joining a farm, although that's what we want to emphasize. There are several routes that they can go, and they pick in first of the week which area they want to emphasize. And so they spend most of the time there, but they get exposure to all of it.
Also, Commissioner Weathers, they will be involved in a product development. Let's talk about that a bit.
Well, that's a great way that they learn teamwork, and they really compete with each other, and they develop a product, might be a food product, something related to agriculture. Then they establish a marketing program, and then toward the end, they will actually sell it. And I think it's always focused around making smoothies. You say, well, that's simple. Yeah, but they learn a lot about the idea of creating a product, creating a brand, marketing it, all of the aspects that farmers go through, no matter whether it's a smoothie or a bushel of soybeans or roadside market. So,
and we'll talk about the Commissioner's School again along around the end of the year whenever the application process opens.
Yeah, that's right. We want to make sure people know the schedule because we get at least two or more applications for every one spot that we have available. So that's an important thing to remember. One thing I'm pleased with is that my neighbors from the South, the Florida Department of Agriculture, are sending some of their staff this week to observe the school because they have such an interest in, they'll try to imitate us, they won't duplicate us, but that's a compliment to the work that our staff and the Clemson College of Agriculture have done and that other states are looking to see how they could do one.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.